Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. A greeting to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my joy to share with you more truths about Islam. Today, we will be talking about Allah, the God of Muhammad. Many Muslims in the West claiming that they are worshiping the same God we Christian worship. Muslims come to different programs in TV, radio, and they write articles, they write in the newspaper, and they literally teach that we worship the same God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Judaism, the God of Christianity, the God of Islam. Three different religions, but worshiping one God. Is that true? Do really Muslims worship the same God we worship? I do believe that there are so many Muslims who do not know the religion of Islam. Those who are, I call, deceived by the religion of Islam. They are Muslim, but without Islam. And they are very sincere people. And they totally believe that we worship the same God. Why? Because when they read in the Quran, they hear the word Adam, Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Jacob, and Jesus, which is obviously a different name in the Quran, is called Isa, Mary. So many of the stories in the Bible and the Quran are the same. And since there are so many similarities between the stories of the Old Testament and the stories of the New Testament and the stories of the Quran, since the three books are talking about same people, that make these Muslims believe we worship in the same God. Is that true? Obviously, this result of no knowledge. For if the Christian read the Bible very well, if the Jew read their Old Testament very well, and then they read their stories and the writing of Muhammad in the Quran, yes, there are so many similarities of names of prophets, names of people, but they are complete different story. And if the story of the Bible is true, that makes the story of the Quran 100% false. And if the story of the Quran is true, that makes the stories of the Bible 100% false. Both stories cannot be true. They can be both wrong if the story never happened. But since we believe the Bible true story to be true, therefore the story of the Quran is not true. We do not worship the same God. The God of the Bible and the God of the Quran are not the same. So I hope and I pray that you will listen tenderly. Listen with an open heart to know knowledge, because without knowledge, we will be deceiving ourselves. We may assume that we worship the same God. We may believe that we worship the same God until we study and we know the story of the Bible and the story of the Quran, the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran. We will not come to the conclusion that the God of the Bible have nothing to do with the God of the Quran. As a matter of fact, I would like to tell you that the God of the Quran is the Satan of the Bible. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. The God of the Quran is the devil of the Bible. As we will go through the next few minutes, I hope and I pray you will come to realize this very important fact. I believe the best place to learn about the God of Muhammad is the Quran, the book of Muhammad. Muhammad write to us so many things about Allah in the Quran. We will not have enough time to cover it in this one broadcast. But at least I would like to share some of the verses which Muhammad in the Quran describing Allah, his God, to us. First of all, I would like to share with you that the word Allah is not an Arabic word. You know, it's amazing here in the West when you hear some American who become Muslim speaking in English, and they will be carrying a long conversation talking with you about whatever they were talking about. And then in the middle of their words as they speak, they mention the word God and they do not say God, but they immediately change the speaking from the English language to the Arabic language and they will say Allah, as it is the only way to respect the name God. When you speak, is you have to mention it in the Arabic language, Allah. And when you ask the Muslim why you do not say God, they tell you that because Allah is the real proper name for God in the Arabic language. It's amazing that these American English speaking do not know that the word Allah is not even an Arabic word. There are many words in the Arabic language we use in every day are not really Arabic words. The very good example of that when we use the word pantalon. I wear pantalon, pants in English. Obviously, the word pantalon is not an Arabic word. It's a French word. But all those who speak Arabic, they call it pantalon, especially in our country, in our home country, Egypt. So you cannot tell me that the word pantalon is Arabic because that's the only word we use for the pants. Obviously, we have to know the roots of every word to know if it is Arabic or not. Does the word Allah is an Arabic word? No, it is not. In fact, the Hebrew word Elohim is the source of the word Allah. Before Muhammad was, his father, as Muslims claim, his name is Abdullah. Abdullah is the servant of God. So the word Allah exists in the Arabic language before Muhammad exists, which means Muhammad did not make up this name Allah. He did not create the word Allah in the Arabic language. No, it was a Hebrew word, Elohim, used in the Arabic culture, and Arabic people use it, and they obviously change it a little bit, and they make it to the word Allah, which is the word we use in the Arab world for God. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes other people tell us that Allah is not God. No, you cannot say that either. Because the word Allah in the Arabic language is used by Christians to mean the word God. But is the word Allah an Arabic word? No, it is not. It is a Hebrew word, which is Elohim. Now, the question we need to ask here is not, is the word God equal Allah or not? Because that's the only word we use in the Arabic language for God. You cannot tell some Spanish people Deus is not God because Deus is not spelled G-O-D. Of course not. The word God is different in every language. But the question we must ask here, is the Allah of Islam is the same Allah of Christianity? Of course it is not. You know, as I told you early, the best place to find out the truth about the God of Muhammad is to open the Quran and read. In chapter 1 in the Quran, verse 1, this is the first verse is written in the Quran. And I know Muslims pray it every day, many times, without really meditating on it, without thinking of it or imagining what they're saying exactly, what they're trying to say here. Muslims pray, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And the word Alameen here is plural, which means worlds. So many words in this text here are not really Arabic, and I don't know how many Muslims realize that. The word God here is Syriac, Hebrew origin, which is the word Allah. The word Lord is Aramaic, Syriac origin. The word worlds is still another non-Arabic word, which is Aramaic, Hebrew, Syriac origin. Three words just come one after one, and Muslims think that they're all Arabic words. No, they're not. This is facts. If you do some word study, you'll find exactly what I'm talking about. But Muslim pray, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. You know, for us Christian, we know who is the Lord of this world. We know who is the God of this world. For example, if we go to 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible clearly tell us that the Lord of this world is Satan. Throughout the Bible, as you read the true scriptures, the holy word of God, you find the God of this world, the Lord of this world, is nothing but Satan. So here we go, Muslim people worshiping the God of this world, the Lord of this world. Every day they pray, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. They are praising Satan without knowing. You know why? Because simply, they never read the Bible. They never knew that the Bible teaches the Lord of this world, the God of this world, is Satan. But notice, very important, as you go throughout the Quran, for example, in chapter 3 and verse 54, chapter 8, verse 30, the Quran clearly tells us another description to Allah, the God of Muhammad, to be Al-Makar, the deceiver. The Quran says, "Hum makaru, wallahu makara, wallahu khayrul makirin." They deceive, and Allah deceive, and Allah is the best deceiver. The God of Muhammad, the God of the Quran with a small g, is the best deceiver. My dear brothers and sisters, when we open the Bible, When we read the Bible, we discover very important that the God of this world, which is known by Satan, he is the best deceiver. He is the only deceiver. Old Testament, New Testament, the Bible is consistent to teach that the God of this world, Satan, is the best deceiver. My God, the true God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, cannot be a deceiver. Another very important fact we find in the Quran, as we read throughout the Quran, Allah, the God of Muhammad, desire to fill hell with jinn and human. We can see this clearly. For example, in chapter 7 and verse 179, Allah in the Quran says what? Listen carefully. He said, "And indeed, we have created for hell many of the jinn and the human." I mean, this is the true desire of Allah when He created the human. He created them to fill hell with them. That's not my God. That's not the God of the Bible. For the God of the Bible desire for every person to be saved, every soul to be saved. He does not desire for even one soul to be perished. That's why He is so patient. That's why He's still waiting until today for you who do not know Him, to know Him, for you who do not know Christ to be saved. But that's not the God of Muhammad, who said so many times throughout the Quran that He desire to fill hell with human and demons. Another very important fact in the Quran, we see that Allah, the God of Muhammad, lead people astray. We read in the Quran in chapter 35 and verse 8, "So surely Allah leads astray whom He wills and guides whom He wills." That is not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible leads everybody to guidance. He will never lead anybody astray. But the matter is the fact, in the Bible, Satan leads people astray. He desired to lead people astray. And that's all what he wants to do, to lead you and me astray. That is the difference between the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus, and many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Dr. Ahmed Chalabi, professor of Islam and Civilization History at Cairo University, wrote a book by the title Islam. In the book, he was talking about the names of God. Amazingly, he said a statement. When I heard it, I was astonished, because it is a bold statement telling us the entire truth about the God of Muhammad. Listen carefully what he said. "The names of Allah, as Muslims see it, come directly from the Quran. Therefore, Muslims cannot call Him God of love, simply because Allah did not describe Himself as a God of love." Here is a great piece of information. When a professor in a university in the modern day tell us that the God of Muhammad is not called the God of love, for He did not describe Himself in the Quran to be a God of love. Do you know that in Islam there are 99 names for Allah? At least until 2 years ago, for some Muslim scholar took 27 name, I believe, out of the 99 names because he believes they're not really names of Allah. But as you read the entire Quran, you will see that Allah describes himself with 99 names. But you will not find love, mahabba. Allah is not mahabba. God is not love in the Quran. And there are some verses in the Quran where you see Allah love. And I would like to quote you one of these verses to see really from this verse, what kind of God this is which Muslims worship. The God who love who? Listen carefully. In chapter 61 in the Quran and verse 4, Allah said, surely Allah loves those who engage in war and ranks for his sakes as if they were a solid wall. Allah in the Quran loves Osama bin Laden, Muhammad Atta, the hijacker in September 11. Any Muslim who will go and engage in war, who obey Allah's command as it is written throughout the Quran, 79 times Allah command Muslims in the Quran to engage in war. And Allah, the God of Muhammad, loves those who engage in war in ranks for his sake as if they were a solid wall. This is the God of Muhammad. This is the Allah of Islam. The one who has three desires: to kill, to destroy, and to steal. That is exactly the Satan of the Bible, who desires nothing but killing, stealing, and destruction. That is not the God of my Bible. You know why? Because our Bible gives us a complete different picture of our God. The God of the Bible is a loving God. That's why we read about him in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For who shall ever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The God of the Bible is a loving God. The God of the Bible is the one who offered his Son to die on the cross that we may have life. The God of the Bible, he wants everybody to be saved. The God of the Bible, he does not want anybody to go astray. The God of the Bible, he is a kind God. He's a father who cares about you, who wants you to have a relationship with him. He loves you even though he knows that you and I are not good. He loves us even though while we're committing sin, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin. This is the true God of the Bible. The God of the Bible gave us command to love one another, to live the life of love. Because by this, the world will know that we are his disciples. Jesus says, love one another. By this, the world will know that you are my disciples. Listen carefully to what the Bible said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not, know not God, for God is love.
Did you hear the word of God? He called us beloved. The language of the Bible, when the Bible said beloved, this is the language of heaven. This is the language of the word of God, beloved. And notice the command here is what? Let us love one another. Why is that? Because that's how we can literally reflect the picture of God to this world. People see us love one another. They know we are the children of our Heavenly Father. And notice this command, let us love one another, you will never find anywhere in the Quran or any books in Islam. And the Bible tells why. He said, for love is of God. And everyone that loves us is born of God and knows God. If you tell me that you are a Christian and you don't love, you're not telling me the truth. You're lying. You're living a hypocrisy life, because this is a mark of those who are Christian. This is a mark of those who are born of God, is the love. And we know God. See, our Father, our Heavenly Father, our God is a loving God. So when you know God, you become like God. You love like God. And God's sun shine on the evil and the good. And his rain fall on the evil and the good. That's the kind of God we believe in. This is the Father we believe in. You and I know that there are plenty of people on planet Earth who do not deserve any air to breathe, sunshine, any rain, but the judgment of God. But guess what? God loves everybody the same, the wicked and the good.
And this love will not last for a long time, because the loving God who loves you enough to send his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sin, he is also a just God. And the day is coming where he will judge everyone. Notice the verses in the Bible said what? He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. Finally, I'd like to share one more thought with you. The God of Muhammad is Satan, because he is the one. He's taking the only hope you and I have for our salvation from you. The only way we know how to get to heaven, as the Bible teaches, is Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin. He is God Almighty who came in flesh. He died on the cross for your sin, that you and I can have eternal life if we believe in him. And guess what? Throughout the Quran, Muhammad clearly taught that the God of Muhammad, Allah, have no son. The God of Muhammad, Allah, never love you. The God of Muhammad, Allah, never send his son to die on the cross for your sin. And you can get to heaven, maybe, if you kill yourself for Allah, if you commit suicide for Allah. You see, the difference between the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran is this. The God of the Bible, he sent his son to die on the cross for your sin, that you and I can have eternal life. But the God of Muhammad, the Allah of Muhammad, he wants you to die for him. No, God does not want any one of us to die for him, but he died for us. And if you don't believe in Jesus, you will never have eternal life, and you will spend eternity in hell. And that's exactly what Satan wants you to believe. That's exactly in Islam, according to the God of Muhammad, Allah, there is no assurance for your salvation. But in the Bible, we know for sure, if we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sin and he rose again. And that's what the God of Muhammad, Allah, does not want you to believe.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.